Changing the past. Time is one of the great mysteries of the universe. We are all swept up in the river of time against our will. Around AD 400, St. Augustine wrote extensively about the paradoxical nature of time. How can the past and future be when the past no longer is and the future is not yet? As for the present, if it were always present and never moved on to become the past, it would not be time, but eternity. If we take St. Augustine's logic further, we see that time is not possible, since the past is gone, the future does not exist, and the present exists only for an instant. St. Augustine then asked profound theological questions about how time must influence God, questions that are relevant even today. If God is omnipotent and all-powerful, he wrote, then is he bound by the passing of time? In other words, does God, like the rest of us mortals, have to rush because he is late for an appointment? St. Augustine eventually concluded that God is omnipotent and hence cannot be constrained by time and would therefore have to exist outside of time. Although the concept of being outside of time seems absurd, it's one idea that is recurring in modern physics, as we will see. Like St. Augustine, all of us have at some time wondered about the strange nature of time and how it differs from space. If we can move forward and backward in space, why not in time? All of us have also wondered what the future may hold for us, in the time beyond our years. Humans have a finite lifetime, but we are intensely curious about events that will happen long after we are gone. Although our longing to travel in time is probably as ancient as humanity, apparently, the very first written time travel story is Memoirs of the 20th Century, written in 1733 by Samuel Madden, about an angel from the year 1997 who journeys over 250 years into the past to give documents to a British ambassador that describe the world of the future. There would be many more such stories. The 1838 short story Missing One's Coach, an Anachronism, written anonymously, is about a person waiting for a coach who suddenly finds himself 1,000 years in the past. He meets a monk from an ancient monastery and tries to explain to him how history will progress for the next 1,000 years. Afterward, he suddenly finds himself just as mysteriously transported back to the present, except that he has missed his coach. Even the 1843 Charles Dickens novel, A Christmas Carol, is a kind of time travel story, since Ebenezer Scrooge is taken into the past and into the future to witness the world before the present and after his death. In American literature, the first appearance of time travel dates back to Mark Twain's 1889 novel, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. A 19th century Yankee is wrenched backward through time to wind up in King Arthur's Court in AD 528. He is taken prisoner and is about to be burned at the stake. But then he declares he has the power to blot out the sun, knowing that an eclipse of the sun would happen on that very day. When the sun is eclipsed, the mob is horrified and agrees to set him free and grant him privileges in exchange for the return of the sun. But the first serious attempt to explore time travel in fiction was H.G. Wells' classic, The Time Machine, in which the hero is sent hundreds of thousands of years into the future. In that distant future, humanity itself has genetically split into two races, the menacing Morlocks, who maintain the grimy underground machines, and the useless childlike Eloi, who dance in the sunlight in the world above, never realizing their awful fate, to be eaten by the Morlocks. Since then, time travel has become a regular feature of science fiction, from Star Trek to Back to the Future. In Superman 1, when Superman learns that Lois Lane has died, he decides in desperation to turn back the hands of time, rocketing himself around the Earth faster than the speed of light until time itself goes backward. The Earth slows down, stops, and eventually spins in the opposite direction until all clocks on the Earth beat backward. Floodwaters rage backward, broken dams miraculously heal themselves, and Lois Lane comes back from the dead. From the perspective of science, time travel was impossible in Newton's universe, where time was seen as an arrow. Once fired, it could never deviate from its past. 1 second on the Earth was 1 second throughout the universe. This conception was overthrown by Einstein, who showed that time was more like a river that meandered across the universe, speeding up and slowing down as it snaked across stars and galaxies. So 1 second on the Earth is not absolute. Time varies when we move around the universe. As I discussed earlier, according to Einstein's special theory of relativity, time slows down inside a rocket the faster it moves. Science fiction writers have speculated that if you could break the light barrier, you could go back in time. But this is not possible, since you would have to have infinite mass in order to reach the speed of light. The speed of light is the ultimate barrier for any rocket. The crew of the Enterprise in Star Trek IV: The Voyage Home hijacked a Klingon spaceship and used it to whip around the sun like a slingshot and break the light barrier to wind up in San Francisco in the 1980s. But this defies the laws of physics. Nonetheless, time travel to the future is possible and has been experimentally verified millions of times. The journey of the hero of the time machine into the far future is actually physically possible. If an astronaut were to travel near the speed of light, it might take him, say, 1 minute to reach the nearest stars. 4 years would have elapsed on the Earth, but for him, only 1 minute would have passed, because time would have slowed down inside the rocket ship. Hence, he would have traveled 4 years into the future as experience here on Earth. Our astronauts actually take a short trip into the future every time they go into outer space. As they travel at 18,000 miles per hour above the Earth, their clocks beat a tiny bit slower than the clocks on Earth. Hence, after a year-long mission on a space station, they have actually journeyed a fraction of a second into the future by the time they land back on Earth. The world record for traveling into the future is currently held by Russian cosmonaut Sergei Avdeyev, who orbited for 748 days and was hence hurled 0.02 seconds into the future. So a time machine that can take us into the future is consistent with Einstein's special theory of relativity. But what about going backward in time? If we could journey back into the past, history would be impossible to write. As soon as a historian recorded the history of the past, someone could go back into the past and rewrite it. Not only would time machines put historians out of business, but they would enable us to alter the course of time at will. If, for example, we were to go back to the era of the dinosaurs and accidentally step on a mammal that happens to be our ancestor, perhaps we would accidentally wipe out the entire human race. History would become an unending madcap Monty Python episode, as tourists from the future trampled over historic events while trying to get the best camera angle.